You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content from Vegas at Summer League here on site in Vegas on the UNLV campus. And just got done, well not just, but a little bit ago, just got done with doing interviews and post-game stuff because the Timberwolves played today. They played the Toronto Raptors, ended up beating the Toronto Raptors. I know it's an exhibition game, but you know what? It's always nice to grab a win wherever you can. And 103-92 win over the Raptors. It was a nice victory. Got a lot to go over from this game. A lot of stuff to get to, so I'm going to jump right into kind of recapping the game, what went down, some encouraging takeaways. I got some clips from the post game, got some clips from Josh Okogie and from the head coach of the Summer League team, John Lucas. We're going to get into all that first, recapping that. So for standout performances from the Summer League, you have Keita Bates, 24 points, 11 rebounds, shot 7 of 15. Josh Okogie, 16 points, and he shot 5 of 15. Had some really nice blocks, a few steals added there. Emile Jefferson, 15 points, 13 rebounds. He shot 6 of 11. And Jared Terrell, he shot 6 for 9 with 13 points. Added a couple steals as well. Really solid performance from a lot of the guys that you're hoping to see stuff from, hoping to see that extra step from. Those guys are showing up, showing out here in the second game for the Timberwolves. One of the encouraging things, or the biggest encouragement, I should say, is Josh Okogie. His defense, the way he attacked in this game, the way he was playing in against the Raptors, really encouraging to see him kind of get back into that defensive form that you saw him play at Georgia Tech and play better as a teammate with Keita Bates, with Emile Jefferson. Kind of a bunch of over-pursuing. I think in Georgia Tech they expected him to do a lot of things. And so when you're playing with solid defenders like Jefferson, like Bates, the over-pursuing left guy is unnecessarily open. I think you saw him compensate for that. He just fit a little bit better into the defense today. And played a lot better alongside his teammates. And because of that, you saw really good defensive performances. Keita Bates as well, where he's not pulling over when he shouldn't. He's only helping when there's actually a need for it, and the defense just flowed a lot better together. He also, after an early transition dunk from the Raptors, he just didn't look. There wasn't a time where there was a couple times in that first game, if you watch back, where he looked a little lost in transition, and there's only one of those times super early in this game where that was the case. So really good performance from Josh Okogie, and you know that the defensive side, you can be worried about the shots he's taken, worried about some of the open threes that he missed in this game, but he did a good job around the rim, a considerably better job around the rim. And as far as the offensive side goes, the feeling, just when you're talking to guys, when you're talking to the coach, when you're talking to Josh, the feeling is that really the shot in the offense will figure itself out. If he's progressing as a defender, that's where he's really going to make his hay, and that's where he's really going to be the big contributor on this team, is defensively. And you can hear Josh talk about that right now.
Have the coaches told you that defense, if you can make an impact defensively, that's really kind of what they're looking for?
Everybody knows, you know, Coach Tibbs is a big defensive coach, so even before, you know, when you get drafted, that's the first thing you hear, you know, defense. But, you know, I take pride in that anyway, so it's the same thing to me.
What has been the biggest adjustment just from
speed of the game? I think, you know, two biggest adjustments always is, you know, the strength and speed. But I think for me, it's more the speed than the strength. And I think, you know, physically I'm able to, you know, hang around with these guys, but like when the game is really fast, so it's kind of like whoa, you gotta do the same thing you have to do. You got to do the same thing you do in the college as far as decision making, but you have like 5 less seconds to do it. So it's gonna take a lot of time practicing, but that's what summer league is for. you know, just to kind of get this adjustment before the season starts.
Josh, talking about his defense, the other thing that looked that I alluded to earlier, but this whole team seemed to flow a little better. A little bit of the jitters out of the way, a little bit of the stepping on each other's feet. That was in game one, wasn't there in game two. Here to talk about, here's a clip from the press conference. This is John Lucas, the summer league head coach for the Timberwolves, talking about the young team working off those jitters and now some young guys performing really well. After that, what he was saying to get his team in the zone. Here's Lucas.
Absolutely. You know, those guys, I was just telling them, the first game, like I said, you know, it was nervousness, a little butterflies, first time playing. I said, just relax. You know, you've been playing basketball your whole entire life. The court haven't changed, the goal haven't changed, free throw line haven't changed. Only thing changed is the three-point line moved back a little bit further. Other than that, just play your game and be comfortable. And they came out and they played their butts off today. I'm very proud of everybody. Every guy's been contributing in a lot of ways.
Some other things outside of just recapping, really like Kita's performance. I like how he finished around the rim today. I like the things that he was doing on the offensive side. Obviously, defensively, he's just so long. He's going to be such a great shot blocker because he is so long, and his arms are going to create so much problem, not only for players taking shots, but if you're trying to pass around him, he's just going to be a disruptor. And whether he lands more in that three or that four spot, I just don't see a scenario where he isn't uber disruptive and such a big piece of the Timberwolves' defense. But offensively, you saw him finishing around the rim really well. 24 points for him in efficient shooting. I think you saw him pull a lot of defense too. There's a bunch of open looks for Josh Okogie, and I think a lot of that was because of Kita and the way he played. And so while Josh wasn't knocking down those in this one, I think that as they grow together, that could be a situation where Josh Okogie is really feeding off of Bates' offensive movement and the way that he's moving to the basket and the way that defenses have to compensate for his length and his size. I think that that's going to create a mismatch, and I think that somebody who could eventually, once he gets consistent shooting-wise, Okogie is a guy who could really benefit from that. We're going to take a quick break for some sponsors before we get back to breaking down some of the things from this game. And then my final takeaway from this basketball game and going into tomorrow's Timberwolves game. So first, some sponsors. Talking Minnesota Timberwolves, they beat the Toronto Raptors in the exhibition Summer League game 103-92, which happened just a few short hours ago. And just talking about the two guys that everybody had eyes on, Kita Bates drop, Josh Okogie, excuse me, blank there for a second. You're going to need to drink some more coffee once I get back inside. But the other guy that stood out to me, I didn't really talk about him going into Summer League. I try not to get too hyped up about him because I was fully on the Jared Terrell bandwagon headed into March Madness. Really liked him in March Madness. Liked the wing player out of Rhode Island. And I think that, now people are going to jump all over me for this, I think that he is the poor, poor man's Jamal Crawford, who is bigger. I think that the best version of him is a guy who doesn't shoot as well as Jamal Crawford, but is that guy who, he plays that role. Maybe comparing him to Jamal Crawford isn't the best, but he can fulfill that role for the Timberwolves where he's going to take a lot of outside shots, going to be comfortable catching and shooting, and he's going to be, I think, a better perimeter defender just because he's a bigger dude. He's got length, he's got size, he's not going to be able to push around. If he gets drawn into the post, he can play with guys in the post, and he shot really well today. He went 6-9, had 13 points, had a couple steals. I think he's another kind of long, aggressive player for the Timberwolves. Love all this length that they're showing in Summer League, but he's a guy who I really like and would really like to see succeed for the Timberwolves. And he is on a two-way contract right now. As hard as it will be for him to get minutes, especially this year, I would love to see him do something in the next couple of years. So 2 years down the road, maybe he'd be somebody who is polished up enough to be a contributor on this team. I don't know. He's a nice stash piece. He's a nice piece to have stashed on the roster in the G League for the Timberwolves. So I like him a lot. I enjoy watching him play, and he's going to be fun again tomorrow. If you can tune into any of these summer league games, I would encourage you to do so for the young guys that they have on this team. All the rookies that they have on this team have been fun to watch and are a worthwhile investment as far as your time is concerned. Another guy I wanted to talk about, not a rookie, but Amil Jefferson, the guy they have on a two-way contract, and he was able to snag double-doubles in the G League. He snagged a double-double today with 15 points, 13 rebounds. And he is a guy who, he's another guy who is a really long defender who finished really well today at the rim. And while I don't think he'll ever be a guy who can stretch the floor, I think he's another guy who is going to open up stuff for a guy like Jared Terrell, a guy like Josh Okogie, open up stuff for those guys. And so if they can polish their three-point shooting game, those players can have a role. The Jeffersons and Bases can have a role because they're opening up those shots and doing such a good job drawing in defenses. I think that at the end of the day, his very highest ceiling is going to be like the 10th guy on the Timberwolves, the 11th guy on the Timberwolves. But I still think if he shows consistency, and that's the big X factor for Amil Jefferson, is being able to show consistency. If he does end up showing consistency, then I think that he could be a guy they maybe consider giving a chunk of time to, maybe like 8-10 minutes a game. But you have to show consistency here first before you even think about getting him up to the Timberwolves roster from the G League. And this is something I talked about. I was talking with Josh Lloyd for the Locked On NBA show. That's something that you just have to kind of wait and see for the rest of summer league, is can he be consistent? And that was one of the problems with him, is that over a matter of games, you saw him go from a really great rebounder, aggressive rebounder, and a really aggressive rim attacker to letting up both those categories. You saw that in the regular season from him, whether he was playing in the G League or playing for the Timberwolves. And so if he can consistently be a guy that's going to attack the rim, that's when you might have something in Amil Jefferson. But you got to see that for the rest of the G League, for the rest of the Summer League. So he's a player to watch for sure if you're one of the Timberwolves faithful. Going out of this game, I think the big takeaway for me was, gosh, the Timberwolves have a lot of nice young length. And maybe some of it pans out, maybe some of it doesn't. But if you can get 50% of these young, long guys who can help the defense, especially on the perimeter, if you can get some of these guys to pan out, even 50% of them, that would be a huge plus for the Timberwolves. And that would be a way to boost their defense in a big way if you can get half of these guys to pan out. And I think that'll end up being a really deciding factor in the Timberwolves season this year, is how many of these guys can they develop where at the end of the season you say, we have something here now. And that starts in summer league. It really does. I know that these are exhibition games, but it starts in summer league. Putting the work in and showing the glimpses of that start in summer league. And I think you saw some glimpses of that today. And I hope that they continue to show some of those glimpses again tomorrow against the Nets. I wanted to do some brief housekeeping before we have a special segment coming up to finish out the podcast. It's a short segment, but it's a fun one. So before we get out of here, I'll have another podcast up tomorrow. I'm not going to start weaning down the podcast yet, although that is coming just around the corner, the dog days of the summer as far as NBA content. But I'm going to have a podcast up tomorrow as well. Hopefully I can snake some more fun guests. Yeah, that's the kind of the game plan, though, is that we'll keep doing daily podcasts throughout the rest of this week. And speaking of podcasts, on the show today, I grabbed Fred VanVleet, the just newly reminted Toronto Raptors point guard who just signed a contract to stay with the Raptors. I just got him for a quick second on the sideline, but I wanted to share with you because it is fun to have players talking on the show, not just my voice. So he just talked to me, just a quick snippet at halftime of the Raptors Timberwolves game about what you need to show as a player who is fighting for that chance to be seen in Summer League. So here's just a quick snippet of me talking with Fred VanVleet.
You've been in a situation like these guys where you have to bet on yourself and you're fighting for that opportunity. So put us in the shoes. What's going through guys like these? What's going through their minds right now? What's that like?
A lot of nerves. You know, always on your toes. You're just trying to make an impact any way you can. You don't really know how things are going to work out. But every time you step on the court, you're kind of playing for your life, and you got to have that mindset going into it. So obviously I've been where they're at. I understand. I see the jitters, but got to keep scrapping and clawing and try to make something happen.
And what made the difference when you look back at what you did? What made the difference for you to kind of break through?
I don't know. I just try to be myself. It's no secrets or nothing special that we can do.
We ain't doing no interviews.
You know, it's nothing special. Just try to be myself and continue to keep growing.
There you go.
So that was Raptors point guard Fred VanVleet just talking about what it takes to just a couple of things that you need to do to get noticed in the summer league and how guys are feeling, how guys are approaching it. Cool perspective from somebody who bet on himself a couple times and now has been rewarded with a solid contract from the Raptors. So that's all I have today for you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Lots of players and stuff on this episode, like I promised, going into summer league. So hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.